Welcome to the first day of December. It is time to get lit like Rudolph's nose. A survey of 4,000 U.S. homeowners found that December 1st was the day most people identified as acceptable to put up Christmas lights. My fair lady, Florida Carpet Sales, who wishes she were Mrs. Santa Claus, lights the world up with her smile. Hey, songs of the season make millions of souls smile. The seasonal Billboard Holiday 100 chart has existed for a grand total of 63 weeks, going back to its creation in 2011, and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has been number one for 58 of those 63 weeks, including an incredible 43-week consecutive run that we are now in. However, there is a rival. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is indeed on Carey's heels and has been steadily building momentum over the past 5 years to the point where the long-standing number two may be able to make a genuine push for the top slot. The gap has been shrinking, and on streaming, Lee's song leads the Spotify Daily Top Songs chart. The label and Lee's fans think that this very well could be the year for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, with a promotional push, a new music video, a new remix, and a TikTok campaign featuring the 78-year-old Lee, who recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was just 13. You know, we consume an estimated 3,959 calories on Christmas Day alone. But it's okay, because we expend even more than that trying to get the plastic shrink wrap off the presents. All right, you heard me use the word okay, spelled with the letter O and the letter K side by side. According to the Curious People's newsletter, despite being one of the most ubiquitous words in English, okay is relatively new, just over 180 years old, with its origins in 19th century Boston. Interestingly, okay wasn't a deliberate creation, but an editorial joke that unintentionally became a worldwide phenomenon. The story of okay began in the mid-19th century United States, where misspellings were considered top-tier humor. On March 23, 1839, the Boston Morning Post included a seemingly insignificant piece peppered with sarcasm towards a Providence newspaper. Hidden within this article was the abbreviation O period K period, paired with all correct. This was a playful misspelling of all correct, as all, O-L-L, correct, K-O-R-R-E-C-T, a humorous trend among young educated elites who enjoyed abbreviating misspelled words. OK's rise to fame, however, wasn't immediate. It gained prominence a year after its debut, in part due to President Martin Van Buren. In his 1840 re-election campaign, his supporters utilized his nickname, Old Kinderhook, from his birthplace in Kinderhook, spelled K-I-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-K, New York. They coined the phrase, "Vote for OK," and formed the OK Club, using a symbolic hand gesture to represent it. Van Buren's opponent, William Henry Harrison, then linked OK with All Correct to mock Van Buren and former President Andrew Jackson for their supposed lack of education. The myth that Jackson thought all, O-L-E, correct, K-U-R-R-E-K, was the correct spelling of all correct and used OK to approve presidential papers became widespread. Eventually, Van Buren lost the election, but OK won a place in everyday language, appearing in a slang dictionary of vulgar words in 1864. For over a century, its origins remained a topic of debate among linguists. Some linked it to Van Buren and Jackson, others to Orrin Kendall's army biscuits or a Choctaw chief named Old Keokuk, K-E-O-K-U-K. President Woodrow Wilson even suggested it came from a Choctaw word, O-K-E-H. It wasn't until the 1960s that Alan Walker Reed, a Columbia University English professor, traced OK back to the Boston Morning Post's jest. OK owes its widespread popularity largely to its simplicity and utility. Being just two letters long, it is one of the most concise affirmations in English. However, the effectiveness of a term in English doesn't necessarily guarantee its adoption in other languages. Despite this, OK has transcended its American origins, becoming a global phenomenon. This international usage largely stems from the extensive proliferation of American culture and products, particularly throughout the 20th century. OK effectively became another American export. Its integration into technology, such as becoming a standard label for affirmation buttons on computers, further cemented its presence worldwide. As English evolved into a common global language, the term OK increasingly entered the vocabulary of non-English speakers. From the Kids Are OK department, Lauren Schroeder, a 17-year-old from Iowa, embarked on a mission to address the lack of fresh produce in donations at a community food nonprofit when she was 14. With the support of her family, Lauren utilized half an acre of their farm to grow 15 varieties of vegetables. Securing a grant from the National FFA organization, a youth agricultural education group, she planted her first batch in the spring of 2022. Despite the challenges of Iowa's hot and dry summers, Schroeder diligently watered her crops daily, investing hours before and after softball practice. She learned the intricacies of vegetable farming through online research, emphasizing a commitment to sustainability and nutrition. Over 2 years, Schroeder expanded her garden to a full acre, incorporating 10 additional plant varieties, including herbs, pumpkins, cauliflower, and jalapenos. In this time, she donated over 7,000 pounds of produce to various local groups, such as food banks, soup kitchens, nursing homes, and social service nonprofits. She plans to continue her project, aiming to grow another 13,000 pounds of produce to reach a total of 20,000 pounds by 2025, the year she intends to attend college for diagnostic medical sonography. Schroeder remains motivated, expressing a desire to expand her garden to 2 acres and provide even more fresh produce to those in need. Mega monologue shout out to 17-year-old Lauren Schroeder. Meanwhile, the Motor City of Detroit opened the country's first road capable of wirelessly charging electric vehicles as they drive. It's a key step toward wider adoption of the technology. The quarter-mile demonstration project is meant to show the feasibility of wireless charging as a supplement to an eventual nationwide charging network for electric vehicles. The technology relies on magnetic resonance induction, similar to wireless charging for cell phones and other devices, and discovered by Nikola Tesla. Effectively, large copper coils placed under the road create a magnetic field, which induces an electric current in a receiver in the car as it drives through, thereby charging the battery. The process is not harmful to humans, reportedly. In the demonstration, the charging rate reportedly reached as high as 19 kilowatts, a small percentage of the stored energy needed to power an average electric vehicle during regular use. Analysts say the enhanced roads may help address range anxiety, a concern of potential consumers worried electric vehicles can only travel limited distances. And under a new deal, some of Toyota's future hybrid and electric cars will likely be powered by U.S.-built batteries made from recycled minerals stripped from old Priuses. This move signals the beginning of a potential circular battery supply chain in the United States. Well, pals of the podcast, the Rekardashians, are from Houston, Texas, and it's known by many monikers, and now it can add one of the most sinful cities in America to the list. Website WalletHub compared over 180 cities across four key indicators of vices and illicit behavior. The only city that is more sinful than Houston is, Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. So Houston, right behind Las Vegas, is the most sinful city in America. That explains H-Town's Pusha P wishing me a Fantasy Friday instead of a Fantastic Friday. And finally, Spotify Wrapped dropped this week to give users, artists, and industry analysts a peek into listening trends around the world. Even though I'm an Apple Music man, I will share with you Spotify Wrapped results. Taylor Swift unseated three-year reigning champ Bad Bunny as the most listened to artist globally. Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti was the most streamed album. And I'm going to leave you with the keyboard warrior version of the most streamed song of the year. Even though there's a month left, I guess people only listen to holiday music in December? Yeah, right. Anyway, congrats to Miley Cyrus. Flowers bloomed as the most streamed song of 2023. Today's Morovation comes from the 16th President of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln, who said, "When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. That's my religion." Thank you for listening to The Morologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, marijuana is the shit.